At any point over the past year, have you felt like you were trying to walk through quicksand? I have used that reference more than once to in some way describe what I was feeling as uncertainty surrounded me, yet life still kept moving forward. Many days would actually be best described as stuck in the mud. I would want to move and feel good about accomplishing all the things of the day, but my flesh and heart would respond, I got nothing. My spirit would be willing, but my body and mind would be stuck, distracted by the day or simply stopped in my tracks by the events and out of my control circumstances that surrounded me. My forward momentum has been a struggle, and I know I'm not alone in that. Many days I would get to the end and think, wow, I did a lot today to actually not accomplish much. Friends, I simply wanted you to know you're okay. You're not alone. Allow God's grace and strength to wrap you up and comfort you if you feel you can't move forward or you feel stuck. God sees you. He is with you. We can look to David, a man after God's own heart, who faced both dark nights and bright mornings. Through any struggle, he was faithful to seek the Lord and find him right in the middle of his circumstance. Psalm 40:1-4. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. I think we all can relate to the words David wrote. He describes his current situation as a horrible pit full of miry clay. Now, I don't often use the word miry, so I looked it up. Miry is something that is very muddy or boggy. Basically, think of something so nasty and thick that if you step down in it, you might get your foot back, but you'll definitely lose a shoe. This describes the cry of my heart at times. It's not unlike my quicksand days. Those days you feel stuck, surrounded and almost overtaken by something you cannot climb out of on your own, and you're steadily sinking. It takes all the energy in the world to even try to take one step. So how do we face those days? What do we do when we get stuck in the mud and mire of life? Well, what did David do? He waited for the Lord. We aren't told how long he waited, but he waited patiently. His waiting was not passive, it was active, because he then says the Lord heard his cry. So if we're in a pit or stuck in the mud, we don't simply sit there, we cry out for the Lord. We pray knowing he hears our cry. We seek the Lord as we wait and sit right in the middle of our boggy, muddy, stinky pit of despair. That's what you do. And as you do, in his time, God will pull you out and set your feet on a firm foundation you can finally begin to walk on. Your steps will be established and you'll have a song in your heart just like David for the world to hear. That's the truth. Only God can take a pit of mire and muck and turn it into a pit of possibility. So if you're stuck, trust the Lord. Seek him and wait patiently, believing a song of joy is on the horizon. I'm Lori Klein.